What's the 411? You're tuned in to 411 Teen. 411 Teen is a weekly program for teens and other interested folks. 411 Teen provides a forum to examine and discuss various issues and events that confront, intersect, and sometimes interrupt our daily lives. I'm Dr. Liz Holyfield. Lively Technical Center was established in 1937. It has evolved to serve thousands of students annually, primarily in Leon, Gadsden, Wakulla counties, and neighboring South Georgia and Alabama. This edition of 411 Teen salutes Lively Technical Center. Lively is in partnership with the extended community. It provides educational training to both teens and adults, empowering students for success in a plethora of diverse fields, extending from practical nursing to aviation maintenance, technology, and computer systems. Joining me here at the roundtable, I welcome staff from the Lively Center. Carrie Molinaro, she is the assistant principal.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for having us.
Kenny Adams, instructor in automotives.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Man Roberts, instructor in welding.
Good afternoon. Hi, Mom.
Joe Garcia, instructor in aviation.
Thank you for having us, allowing us to communicate with your community.
Okay, I'm looking forward to talking with you all and having you share all your information. And Carrie Lambert, Director of Health Education.
It's good to be here today.
Well, welcome you to 411 Teen. And again, we salute you on the job that you do. You do a good job, and I think that the community needs to be much more aware of exactly what's going on over there. As I mentioned in the opening, it's evolved. Lively has truly evolved and grown exponentially. Actually, how many students are you serving currently? Kind of share, you know, what it looks like. Who's the student body?
At any given time and currently, we're serving over 1,000 students approximately. And that includes our students that are strictly post-secondary adult students and also our dual-enrolled students at the high schools and that come out to us in a dual-enrollment case. So, roughly over 1,000 students at a time.
That's fantastic. Where are you located? For those who are listening, you know, you hear about Lively, but where is it? So tell us, where are you located?
Well, we're off of Apple Yard, right next door to TCC.
Okay. Now, what is the enrollment or admission process?
Actually, it's funny that you asked that. We just started opening enrollment on May 24th, which I believe is today. Mm-hmm. It's been crazy. But they just come in. Go up to our student services counter, and they will start them basically by applying for financial aid to see if they qualify, then take them through any counseling if they need that to figure out which programs they're interested in. And then we get their information in, and we get them assigned to a teacher. We start back in the fall.
Now, you mentioned financial aid. What does financial aid involve? I mean, how much does it cost? Is it according to program? How is that assessed?
Okay, so students would go on FAFSA just like they would for any other post-secondary institution, fill out their information, provide their income or their parent or household income, mm-hmm. and then usually within a few days, we can tell how much they would qualify for based on their individual situation.
Now, when the classes start, I mean, can you go throughout? Could you start in September or January or, what are the...
Right. We do have natural start times. We start back when Leon County Schools starts back because we are a part of Leon County Schools. Mm-hmm. So that's August 15th. Like I said, right now, we're registering all summer up until then. And then we have another start time when we come back from the winter break in January. I believe that's around January 5th.
Okay. Now, since you're with Leon County Schools, I would guess you do have dual enrollment.
We absolutely do.
Talk about the dual enrollment.
Happily. We're trying to increase our dual enrollment mainly because for so long students have thought that college is the only route, mm-hmm. And we firmly believe that it's not. Really, with only about 25% of the jobs in our community requiring a college education, we realize that students need training in other areas. So we're really trying to get out into the high schools, and the folks that I have with us today have done a great job of that. But we do have some programs that we actually hire instructors to teach at the high school so they don't have transportation's not an issue, basically. We've got an aviation program over at Lincoln High School.
Okay.
And we have nursing programs over at Rickards High and Godby High as well. Okay. And actually, outside of Leon County and Wakulla, we have three separate programs. We have an automotive, a welding, and a nursing program.
Okay, so you can be in school, in high school, and dual enroll in these programs. Now, do they offer a type of certificate or any type of, you know, certification when you finish the program? What does that, or does it, is it according to the program, I would guess?
Well, first off, if they are unable to finish the program while they're in high school, we articulate that credit over to Lively so that they can finish on our campus as adults. Mm-hmm. But any certification that we offer in the program is made available to them. And so pretty much almost all of our programs offer some certification at some point. Some, you know, like our practical nursing program, is not to the end because you're going to take your licensure exam.
Right.
But those are offered for the student. And the best thing, you know, as far as dual enrollment goes, of course, it's free to the student.
Okay. Now, a number of different educational delivery systems, I guess, are utilized there, right? And when I say that, I'm thinking about, you said, from classroom to computer assisted to you have internships, apprentice, all
yes,
of that.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Talk about those options.
Okay, so it looks different in every program. Just to give you an example, over at Rickards High School and Godby High School, you know, you have your regular instruction, but we also have built simulation labs that have the same mannequins or, you know, close to it mm-hmm. that we have on our campus, and machinery or equipment that they would need to learn some of the skills that they learn, you know, how to take blood pressure and whatever they're learning, EKG. So we have that. But we also, just like we would any other nursing student, we take them out for clinicals. So we take them to a real actual site where they're experiencing some real life situations in the healthcare industry.
Okay.
As far as the other programs, it's the same type of thing. We try to get a lab on campus. Unfortunately, it's the most expensive way to go.
Mm-hmm.
So we really try to get students out when we can on our campus. But we're really trying to get into the high schools more. And so that's been a gradual process. But we try to bring to the school as much as we can.
That's impressive. Well, let's look at some of these programs and see, you know, how they differ from the traditional type of education that we think. Because I think one of the appealing components of Lively is just the diversity of it as far as the various programs are concerned. You know, and you have that in the classroom, apprenticeship, internship, and all of that, as you well know, is a way of learning, and we really have to adapt ourselves to accommodating our students. We have, let's see, automotive, Kenny.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Share with us, just give us first, I guess, an overview of what the automotive program involves.
Well, it's an 1,800-hour course, which takes 2 years to complete.
Okay.
And we teach everything from electronics to engine repair, engine performance,
mm-hmm.
Everything about the automobile from bumper to bumper.
Really?
Yes.
That's impressive.
Yes.
Okay. And it's 2 years. And upon completion, do they have a certificate? What do they get upon if they complete the 2 years successfully?
Yes, they get a completion certificate, but as well we sign them up, or they get signed up for their ASC test, which is very important in the automotive industry.
And what does that stand for?
That's Automotive Service Excellence, and it's known nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
And a student, if he gets all eight, then he's a master ASC, and it all looks good on their resume.
I would think so, and it might even help with pay, huh?
Exactly. It does.
Yeah, and that's, you know, today that's what these students are all about, you know, how they can make that bling, how they can make that extra money. So that would be very appealing. Now, in the program, they do a lot of hands-on.
Correct.
I guess I'm trying to get a picture of the program, where they start. Let's say someone who has no knowledge but loves automotives, loves working with engines, small
right.
engines, whether it's automotives or something else. Would that be appropriate for them?
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, we start at ground zero, and they'll go through an entry-level course to start with, learns the basics,
mm-hmm.
And then from there they go to brakes, steering and suspension. But they'll do some book work, some computer work, and then they'll do lab work and actually work in the shop hands-on.
What does their day look like? And by that, I mean, is it your traditional 8-to-3 school day, or how does that work?
Well, it's 8 to 4.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the students will come in the morning. We get it in call roll, like everyone does. Mm-hmm. And they'll start, we'll split up into classrooms. There's 3 of us instructors there, so we'll split off. And depends on what area you're in, whether it's brakes or steering and suspension, depends mm-hmm. on what instructor you'll be with. And do classroom lectures, and then they'll start on their book work, or if they need to do lab work, then they'll do hands-on lab work. And they also work on their own vehicles.
Okay. So, what academic level do they need to be at to participate effectively and successfully in the program? And I'm thinking now just about reading and math and all of that would definitely be
absolutely.
A requirement. So what kind of student? Who are we talking about? You know, if somebody has not completed ninth grade, or where can they go? What can they do?
Well, they can still become an automotive technician.
Okay.
Of course, they have to pass a TABE test at school, mm-hmm. Which is math and reading and stuff. But even if they do not become an automotive technician, there's other fields within the industry, a parts department, parts tech, or a service writer, mm-hmm. or something along that lines. We have students placed in all areas. And a lot of them, I say a lot, there's quite a few that find jobs before they complete the program. Right now, there's such a high demand for automotive technicians mm-hmm. that every automotive shop in Tallahassee is wanting to link up with us.
That's great.
So, yeah, no problem finding jobs.
Mm-hmm. And that's good that you have that interaction with the community, because I think that is a unique component of Lively, that you are connected to the community. And being in the community, I think, allows you to be more successful.
Absolutely.
You're tuned in to 411 Teen. This hour, I am talking with individuals from Lively Technical Center. I'm going to take a brief break, but I'll get right back at you. If you're just tuning in, the program is 411 Teen. I'm Dr. Liz Holyfield, and I'm talking with individual staff from Lively Technical Center. I have been talking with Kenny Adams, and we've been talking about the automotive program, but I want to digress a little bit and find out, because I want you to share more about the requirements and criteria or whatever that is necessary to participate in these programs, because it sounds like you can almost accommodate no matter what level. You know, you don't have to come in and come out and be a mechanic. You might be a technician. You might be working parts, you know, and I would think a parts store would certainly want someone who knows more than somebody cold off the street.
Absolutely.
So would you elaborate a little bit more, Carrie, on what are the criteria and what you could anticipate?
Absolutely. Any student, whether they're dual enrolled or post-secondary student, they come in and we give them a TABE test, which is a test of a basic adult education, reading, math. He referenced that. We have scores that we predetermine that a level that they should be at, but we don't deny students based on that. What we do mm-hmm. with those scores is we see if they need remediation. We have an applied academics course that they can either take before they enter their program so that they can brush up on those skills and we can help them through, get them where they need to be, or they can participate in the program while they're in the program, such as automotive. A lot of them like to jump into it, and that's fine. We just want to get them the support that they need so that they can be successful when they complete.
So what I hear you saying is we can accommodate you.
Absolutely.
No matter what. I mean, where you're at,
you know, we can, and that's what, I want the listening audience to pick up, that, you know, regardless of where your student or your daughter or whomever may be, Lively is an option and a very viable option, that they can come out and be self-sufficient and independent. That's what I hear you saying.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
No matter what your strengths were in high school, whether you're good or you think you're good or bad at math, we can help you. There are things that you can do. Everyone's got a talent. We just want to help you figure that out.
Okay. Now, generally, tell us about your calendar. I mean, I noticed you said you start in September and another, and I guess it would be January. Okay. Mm-hmm. But is it a 4-day? Is it 5-day? I mean, that's what I mean when I say give me an idea. Or does it vary according to the program?
Great question.
Or should I go around to the program?
No. Well, actually, it only varies in one instance here with aviation.
Oh, okay.
But we are going to change that, actually, so we'll all be on the same schedule. But you're right. We do start on August 15th. But the thing that's really cool is we have a 4-day work our school week, mm-hmm. Monday through Thursday, 8 to 4. And the really good thing about that is our students are working also. And so it gives them Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to either study or work a part-time job so they can make it through school. A lot of them have kids of their own, and they're coming back and learning a new skill or trade. So it definitely it allows them to do that. And that's one of the things our students love.
I would think so, because it would accommodate their lifestyles. And they have other lives besides going to school. Sometimes we professors and teachers forget that. And
right.
I think Lively kind of opens itself. It's sensitive to their mm-hmm. schedules.
And the other thing is, Kenny had mentioned it takes about 2 years to complete automotive. Mm-hmm. Every program has a different hour requirement. We're on clock hours. So some are finished. They may have started on August 15th, but they're done. And, mm-hmm. Leon County Schools isn't necessarily done until the end of this week.
Right.
So they finish at different times.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to get to aviation. Then I'll go around to every foot. But I say aviation because I was so eager to meet you, because aviation was one of the programs that we will be featuring in the fall. So I just want you to, want you to know that we will be featuring it. So tell us, Joe Garcia, all about aviation.
Well, I got to tell you, I love aviation because I started aviation when I was about 16 years old. And what's unique about that is I was in the high school and I was giving the same experience that I grew up with to these students. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned earlier, at what level do we start these students? And at Lincoln, we start in ninth grade. We actually started ninth grade, 10th, 11th, and 12th all the way through.
Let me interrupt you. For the listening audience, they have an aviation program at Lincoln High School, okay? So I just wanted them to understand that. I mean, you and I knew, but I just wanted to make sure the audience
knew. I like to tell people we have an aviation program in every school.
Oh, okay.
Because every school in our community is allowed to go do enrolled. So we'll accept students from any any school in the system.
Mm-hmm.
So if they start ninth grade and they have the correct amount of credits or they have the correct conditions for school, they can come at lunchtime and leave their school and come to us and start the program with us. And what's unique about that is, everybody's so into the STEM program right now. Mm-hmm. We're trying to promote the STEM. We're trying to get more involvement in engineering, the math, the sciences.
Exactly.
And what we like about our program is everything that hits in the high school about the STEM, we are doing. In other words, when you go into math class, you study algebra, calculus, and all these other stuff. You do it on paper. But what's unique about us is you come to us and we actually put all this stuff into works. We show you how to use this math and how an airplane flies and how you can do maintenance to it in order to make it work.
I want that.
Yeah.
I think that's just fascinating.
Yeah, so it's
really
a wonderful
is.
Program. And in fact, a lot of students tell me, I don't want to be an aircraft mechanic. I tell them that's not what we're doing here. What we're doing is introducing the STEM programs. We're introducing the engineering, the mm-hmm. math, the sciences. And if you want to be a lawyer, aviation law. If you want to be in medicine, aviation medicine. If you want to be an architect, aviation architecture. Aviation real estate. But you can begin here in Tallahassee at Lively Airport with Lively Technical Center and actually start a career and an understanding about how the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, works in order to get in that position. In fact, at Lincoln, when I first started at Lincoln High School as a teacher and teaching this A&P program, mm-hmm. which is the Airframe and Power Plant certificate for the FAA, I've had almost three students go off to aeronautical universities, and they're flying, they're becoming engineers, and they're doing that kind of thing. So it's a successful program.
So now, how long is the program in aviation? I mean, I know automotives, you know, to complete it, it takes 2 years. How long is your program?
Okay. For an adult coming into our situation, it's a two-year program as well, almost exactly like the automotive. If you're in high school, we give the – in Lincoln High School, we give the phase one, phase two. So there's four phases in general. Mm-hmm. Then there's six phases in airframe and six phases in power plant. So you have to do all those phases in the two-year period.
Okay.
So what that means is if you're in the high school like Lincoln, we can give you phase one and phase two and start you off on that, and then you leave there and then you come to us for phase three and four, which completes the general. Once you're done with the general studies of how an airplane flies, that's when you go to airframe and then you can go to a power plant as well. And the way I explain it to people is when you go get your car fixed, if you have a collision, an airframe guy or the auto body guy, he fixes the car and paints it. Where on the other side of it, if you have a mechanical breakdown, the engine won't start, we go to power plant and that guy or that instructor rather teaches you how to fix it and get it starting again.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the difference in that kind of thing. And like I said, it's a wonderful program, and the students are seeing firsthand a situation where they can come and get a license and go straight to work. You say we're here for the community, and I believe that. I believe we're here for the community. And when a student comes through us and they finish in 2 years, they get an FAA, the Federal Aviation Certificate, that says they're a licensed mechanic and they can go to work right away.
Really?
I just talked to several airlines, and they're having a situation where the average employee for these airlines is about 60 to 50 years old. So they're at the point where they're getting ready to retire from these airlines, and there's a huge deficiency in getting new people coming into an industry in order to take over these jobs. So they're telling me a student that comes out of our system, they're ready to employ them.
Wow. And I think that's so important. Because what I'm hearing from you, and I'm sure I'll hear the same thing from you two when I talk with you, is that you offer them a program where when they come out, they're employable.
Correct.
You know?
Absolutely.
And that's in today's world, I think that's really important. I mean, even if they decided to continue on, they always have that as something to fall back on. They want to work part-time, they can do that part-time. They've got that certificate. They want whatever they want to do. And that's making themselves marketable.
And I want to add, we don't just take them in as students and then complete them and send them off into, on their own. We have a placement center. And so a big part of our job is to get them a job once they have completed. In our last review or audit showed that we have a 95% placement rate. So we do a good job of that, and I just want them to know that we don't just let you go. We help you find one.
And is it just in this area, or what if they wanted to relocate?
Yeah, not necessarily. We have people contacting us from all around our area, all over the state, surrounding states, depending on the demand for the job. And so when they contact us, we place it on our job placement board. We have someone who runs that center, and we get that information out to the students.
Let me interject something here, something that Joe said that kind of touched him a little bit. He said that he started when he was 16 years old. I don't remember where Joe went to school at, but Kenny and I, we both graduated from Wakulla High School back in 1981. Okay. I was in the welding program. Kenny was in the automotive program. And, you know, we got that, you know, the high school experience. And then we went out. I was a welder. Kenny was auto mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we bring that to Lively, that excitement to Lively. We not only teach it, but we lived it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's a whole different feel than it is anywhere else that I can even think about. I mean, college teachers and all of that stuff, you know, they go to school and they learn how to teach. But we actually exude, you know, the excitement, the training, we live it, we show our students, we give it to our students, and then we have, you know, we have like the best administrative team that actually, you know, that has come in. Miss Carrie, this is her first year, and she's done a wonderful job, by the way.
Thanks, ma'am.
You know, bringing, you know, different things, you know, like here today.
Mm-hmm.
And then also the Leon County thing. The welding program has been all to the high schools. Automotive has been to the high schools. Aviation, they're in the high schools. But anyway, I just want to let everybody know that, you know, that we here, the teachers at Lively, they live their profession. The mm-hmm. profession that they teach, they are what they are.
And I'm so glad that you added that. I'm going to tell mm-hmm. you why, because it's so important that you have a real, and by you, I mean the teacher, the instructor, really can provide all perspectives. You know, what happens in often a number of different disciplines, you have someone who sits there and teaches it, but they don't live it. And they haven't done it,
right.
Okay? And so I think that I appreciate you sharing that, because you can share your love and your enthusiasm. And we know that that's a part of it when it comes to education with students. You know, if you can show how much you love it and how much you are into it, and also your role model. Hey, this is your love, you're doing it, but it also, it's your vocation and a vocation, maybe. Okay. You know what I mean? It's both of them. And I think that that's important, that they see, I like this, I can do this, and I can support my family and myself doing this, okay? I can go and I can get certificates, and I have folks who've been right where I'm at, you know? So I think that's just really super. So, again, 411 Teen applauds you. I met Carrie. She was on another program, and we started talking, and I was, yes, we need to have Lively. I've had it a long time ago, but it has not been recently. So, again, much appreciation for your coming. And we need to talk about the welding and how you got into it and how long you've been into it and what was it that attracted you to welding.
Well, there's a lot to say there. You know, I was 14 when I got in the welding program at Wakulla High School, but I had mm-hmm. an uncle that was a Boilermaker welder in the union for 47 years. At one time he had the oldest union Boilermaker book in the country. But anyway, I was kind of inspired by him and you know, went through the welding program at Wakulla and actually came to Lively when I got out of high school and moved out to Louisiana to where my uncle's at and mm-hmm. where he lived at, and went to work and just never looked back and been all over the country, and actually was in the trade union, pipe fitters trade union, United Association of Plumbers and Pipe Fitters, for 30 years now mm-hmm. and it's been really good, and here I am teaching. I'm actually living my dream.
Isn't that great?
Even when I was in high school, I wanted to come back and teach welding. And I actually wanted to teach welding at Wakulla High School, but this worked out where I could come here, and it's been a blessing.
Tell me about welding. What does it involve? What do the students have to do? What's their criteria?
Well, we have a two-part program. We have a basic welding, and we have advanced welding. They call it welding technology and advanced welding technology. We actually had the pleasure about 3 years ago getting with the Department of Education here in mm-hmm. Florida, here in Tallahassee, and meeting with those guys up there. And the programs was kind of dated. It's been a long time since they. But anyway, we come up, we helped them rewrite the basic course, mm-hmm. and the school was a big part in helping them write an advanced portion so we become Pell eligible. Now, this is our first full year, mm-hmm. and it's worked out really, really great. Our kids is, you know, it's in the basic welding program, the best that they could be is what they call a B-class pipe welder. And that's good money, you know. The industrial jobs is where the money at. You the best you could hope for, $20-$25 an hour. Mm-hmm. I'd say anywhere from 12 to 25 to make it a little bit broader. But the advanced program is where the money's at.
Okay.
We just sent 5 to Augusta, Georgia, to a nuclear power plant. That just doesn't happen anywhere. When you got a good reputation like we have here,
that's great.
They left us. Sent them up to Augusta, Georgia. They tested for the union, and then the union sent them out to the nuclear power plant, which I'm telling you just does not happen Young students don't come out of a trade school and go right to a nuclear mm-hmm. power plant. But anyway, we're sending five more, the sixth, and we just sent about 25 today down to Crystal River for a job fair. And the neat thing is not only is our kids getting our students getting jobs, they're getting very good. They're getting good pay mm-hmm. for the welding. So you know they can hope. I mean, we got kids making well over $100,000 a year. Mm-hmm. And that's for the top guns now. Welding is a physical trade, and we're doing some good things at Lively, and our reward for teachers, I know for me, and I know it is for everybody else, is that we see our students go out and just make a good name for themselves and make a good living and have families and live life to the fullest.
What type of courses? What kind of instruction is involved in welding?
Well, we have. It's traditional, like everything else. We have our classroom portion when we do lecture. We've actually moved up in the world, and we started using a Pearson curriculum, computer curriculum, which the students nowadays, it was far different from when I was coming up when we didn't really have computers. That tells you how old I am. But the kids understand the computers and they work very well, mm-hmm. and we've got really good results. We still have our lectures, we do visual aids, we do hands on. The classroom portion, I'd say somewhere 85% lab, 15% classroom portion. Just really worked out. Just worked out really well.
You're tuned in to 411 Teen, a weekly program for teens and their families and teachers. And this hour, we're talking with Lively Technical Center. We're going to take a break, but we will return momentarily. Tuned in to 411 Teen. This hour, I'm talking with staff from the Lively Technical Center. Again, I welcome Carrie Molinaro, Kenny Adams, Mann Roberts, Joe Garcia, Carrie Lambert, and I'm Dr. Liz Hollifield. Lively offers a number of diverse programs, programs that are very viable as far as one's living. Of being able to make it. One program that we haven't talked about yet is the Director of Health Education, and that is Carrie Lambert. Carrie, share with us what health education involves.
We have several programs here at Lively with health education. Mm-hmm. We have practical nursing, patient care technician, medical assisting, massage therapy, and pharmacy technician.
Wow. Okay. Well, share with us. About those programs and distinguish them. In fact, I think one of them is Millicent Hollifield.
Yes, practical nursing.
Right, practical mm-hmm. nursing. That was my mother-in-law.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
The practical nursing is on clock hours. It's 1,350 hours, and that it's been roughly about three semesters, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. starting in July, we are going to try a career in a year.
Oh, okay.
And they will start this July and finish by next June of 2017.
Now, give us an idea of what their day is. I mean, is it 8 to – what is it?
It's generally 8 to 4, Monday through Thursday.
Okay.
Once they've had a few lecture lessons, they start their clinicals.
Okay.
Those are generally a little bit earlier in the day because they actually go out to the facilities to do hands-on with patients.
And what type of facilities?
Mostly the long-term care facilities and assisted living.
Okay. All right. Continue.
We also have patient care technician.
And what is that?
That is, in a sense, a certified nursing assistant. You can also get your CNA through that mm-hmm. or sit for your CNA. And they are pretty much the backbone of nursing. Without your patient care technicians, the practical nurses, the registered nurses, the doctors wouldn't be able to do what they do.
Now, how long is that program?
The patient care
patient care of 600 hours.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it would be roughly a semester, maybe a little bit over.
Mm-hmm. Right. It depends how we structure their day. They can finish in a semester if we have them going all day long, but we've made shorter hours and spread it out just for intake of the concepts.
Okay.
And one thing with the patient care technician, if nursing is something you desire but you don't feel like you're ready for it, if you do the patient care technician, then that gives you background to further your education.
Yeah, so, and you can decide if this is really what I want to. And I think that that's an important component of it. So often kids will go to school, at least at college level, you know, they'll go to school for 4 years and then they get out and they realize, why did I do this? I don't like this at all. And it's, again, because they haven't had, I think, that hands-on, or they haven't had that clinical, which is what you're talking about, where you are working in that, or, you know, getting trained in that particular area. And so you need to find out if that's really what you want. You know, you may not want that. I mean, I think it's important. It's as important to know what you don't want as it is to know what you do want.
Absolutely.
And that's what I think is so good about Lively, because there's hands-on. And I think that that is really very important when it comes to education and training, no matter what the field is, okay? You got to get a field for the field.
We also have students that I know Kenny and I swap a lot. Mm-hmm. They'll come to welding and they'll, you know, after a couple of weeks, they may decide they don't, welding's not for them. And I'll say, well, you know, is there a program that you may like? And I'll say, what about automotive? And I'll take them to automotive. And sometimes they'll come a semester and they'll say they're just not feeling welding. So we don't just try to keep them. You know, if there's something else there that they may be interested, you know, surely we try to pass them on to, you know, further education somewhere else. We don't want them to, you know, work at it 5 years and be unhappy.
Yeah, and that's important, too. That's important.
I'd like to add, our principal couldn't be here today. Her name is Vernay Randolph, and we could not do this without her. But I would be remiss if I didn't mention that one of the great things about Lively is it's so affordable. You can go to a lot of places and go very in debt.
Uh-huh.
But because we charge per clock hour $2.92, you're talking
what?
About...
Wait a minute.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I'll say it again.
Say that again.
$2.92 per clock hour. Okay. So obviously your programs are going to vary, mm-hmm. you know, according to their length.
Right.
So our shortest program is our administrative assistant program or administrative specialist, and you're looking at around $3,000.
Okay.
Now, our highest program, sorry, Joe, is aviation, but it's still very affordable, mm-hmm. just over $7,000, and that's for your entire education. So you just, I mean, there's no reason not to if you're interested.
So if someone, now let me just get this clear, if someone is in high school and they want to dually enroll in aviation, that's where they pay the $7,000 for it. Or how does that work?
Okay, so if you dual enroll, right. you're accomplishing some of that coursework free mm-hmm. of charge.
Okay.
That's how Leon County Schools has set it up.
Okay.
So that fee can only go down for you if you start early.
Mm-hmm.
One of the really cool things for our high school students in Wakulla, hopefully we can bring this to Leon County eventually, is they can finish an entire program and be ready to work, for example, like practical nursing. This is something new we're doing, but we're starting them in the ninth grade, and they will be done when they are 12th graders. So they can go right into working.
Or they can go to
school mm-hmm. and become an RN, mm-hmm. so a registered nurse. So it however far they want to take it. We want to help them realize and start starting them in that direction.
And what I hear you saying again is the key is early.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you have an inclination for that, you might want to explore it.
Okay? Absolutely.
And explore it early. And once you get in it, you might, wow, this is really where I'm at. So when you come out, you're a couple years ahead of those who are just graduating from high school.
That's exactly right. The strangest thing happened, but it's a definite example of figuring out what you like and what you don't.
Mm-hmm.
We had a student, this is post-secondary, start in our cosmetology school. And she made it through one semester, and it just wasn't for her. And she wanted to switch programs. And I asked her, well, what program do you want to go to? And she wanted to go to our air conditioning and heating refrigeration or HVAC program. And I thought, wow, from cosmetology to HVAC. Okay. But she's so happy now. But she found out about it because her boyfriend was in the program. And she saw what he was doing. And so, you know, you just never know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So do you go into the schools? I mean,
yes. So we are really trying to get into the schools. Pretty much we've been to every high school, with the exception of a couple, and we've done what we called Career Fair Fridays. Mm-hmm. We don't have students on Fridays. So we go out, we set up. Our students come with us. They are so proud. You know, welding went out to Childs, and they have six welding booths set up for students to come in and experience, of course, in the safest way possible. Mm-hmm. It was a hit. They just loved it. The same for automotive, and this year we're going to get even bigger with bringing aviation in as well. Some of the programs are more attractive, bringing out. There's something for them to do, like you said, hands-on. Mm-hmm. But in other ways, we would just want to tell them. So we hope to attend their career fairs and their parent nights and tell them about other programs.
Okay. Now, Carrie, we do continue on sharing the programs that are under health education.
We also have a massage therapy program that is about a year.
Okay.
And they also have a night time program they had this past year, and they practical nursing also has an evening program.
So they have evening programs,
and that's part-time.
Part-time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So those that, you know, if you're older or even just out of high school and you have to work, then you can still go to school at night.
Well, tell us a little bit more about massage therapy. What does it, you know, just what does it encompass?
They have some lecture, and then when they get the basics, every class in the health education takes the basic health care. Mm-hmm. And that just kind of gives you an all-around feel of the healthcare industry. And then massage therapy gets into more of the hands-on.
Okay. And how long is this?
It's about a year.
It's about two semesters. And that's going full-time. But they do have the option of going part-time. Okay. And is that it? There was another
one. We have medical assistant.
Okay. Now, what is a medical assistant? What does that mean?
They kind of do a lot, from receptionist skills, mm-hmm. scheduling appointments in doctor's offices or outpatient facilities, to phlebotomy, drawing your blood, EKG,
administering
injections.
So it's a wide range. Mm-hmm. You know, it sounds like from office work to really there in the clinic, mm-hmm. exam room or whatever. So the programs, I guess, would tell us, I mean, that's a little, the programs would be different, right?
Yes,
I mean, if I know that
different.
I'm going to go into, you know, I guess like transcription, is that a part of it? Or medical transcription, medical assistant, I would go down one route as opposed to if I was going to be a phlebotomist.
Yes.
Okay. Can you make that distinction for us? What I'm trying to do is paint a picture for our listening audience, and so we're painting it in words. I'm sure I know what we're talking about, but just for them, so they when they leave this program, when it ends, they can go, wow, you know, Lively does this. There's got to be something. I need to go check it out. And, you know, something might just strike their fancy. So that's why I asked you.
With the medical assistant, once you complete that program, you do have phlebotomy training. So if when you finish, you go to get your career. If phlebotomy is mainly what you want to do, then you have that background in addition mm-hmm. to other clinical mm-hmm. skills.
Okay. Now, can one do phlebotomy, okay, and then go into practical nursing? I mean, is there any transference there? I'm just trying to get an idea. Does my question make sense? I mean,
it
what
does.
If they, okay, okay.
But we kind of start everybody, especially with practical nursing, on the same level, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But they also, if they have basic health care with us, say in medical assisting, and they decide they want to go to practical nursing, they've already had the basic class to
okay.
get started.
All right, so there's now I got you. There's a basic core class
mm-hmm.
that all in health education
right.
would take.
Right.
And then after they take these basic core classes, they can branch out into the various options that are available.
Yes.
Okay. Now, Carrie, you also mentioned cosmetology? There's some other programs.
We do have other programs. I don't want to forget to mention
Yes,
them.
I know, and I'm thinking, I better talk about this. We're running out of time.
Okay, so in terms of our creative careers is what we try to call them, we have a cosmetology program, we have a barbering program, commercial photography, and culinary arts. Those are, those are different options if you're more creative. We also, on the business IT side of things, we have accounting operations. We have the different office specialists in legal, medical. We are bringing on a cybersecurity program, actually.
Oh, really? When is that?
In the fall. That is becoming an area of need. Digital design, web development, and digital media. So we have those programs as well. I don't think I forgot. Oh, we have an electricity program. I don't want to forget them.
Okay.
I think everything else we have pretty much covered. But we do try to offer programs that are in demand in our community and around us so that we are fulfilling that need. And one thing I want Kenny to talk about real quick, I don't know how much time we have, but Kenny, don't we have a new program coming because of the high demand for a different type of mechanic?
Yes, we're working on adding a medium and heavy truck program, which is a diesel component. So students will have the option if they want to go into medium and heavy truck diesels, then they can go that route. Or they can do automotive and do diesel or medium and heavy truck. But another part of the program we have, and we actually wrote the curriculum for the state of Florida, is compressed natural gas.
And what does that involve?
It can be split up. It's designed to set up where it will fit with Pell. So you can go two or three different routes with it. You can take 600 hours of nothing but CNG, compressed natural gas, or you can tack that on to your automotive.
Okay.
So you can finish your automotive and then add that other 600 hours on. Okay. So, you know, we're excited about those things.
But the beautiful thing is we have cars that they have retrofitted, so they don't run on gasoline. They run on compressed natural gas. And some of our school buses, I've noticed, have the CNG label on them.
Right now there's 44 school buses that run on pure natural gas, which is pure methane.
What about the electric cars? What do you think of those? Are we going to get to a point where we're going to be like the Jetsons?
Send us down a tube?
We'd still need you working on it. It'd just be a different kind of engine, I guess.
Right, right. There are hybrids, electric and all. And we touch on that as well. We actually have a hybrid at the school for training. I like the natural gas side of it because, you know, people don't realize that to produce one electric car produces more emissions just to produce that car than a gasoline car.
What if, I meant to ask you this before, but what if I were just into motorcycles?
Motor. Has a motor on it.
Okay, right.
And I tell students, I tell students, you know, we teach students electrical. We teach them plumbing. We teach them the mechanics, HVAC. All these cars have all these things on them. The money that they can save, even if they decide they don't want to be an automotive technician, but they can learn it and work on their own stuff and save money that way.
Well, again, we applaud you for here at 411 Team for what you do. And, you know, I'd like to, if it's cool with you, kind of make this an annual show because I think, you know, every time there's something new going on and it's exciting and folks need to know what's happening. And there's, you know, if you don't know and you're just out there in the community, I mean, this is a way of finding out exactly what's happening.
Liz, one more thing, too. I've heard people say that, Lively is the best-kept secret. We don't want to be a secret.
Right.
Exactly.
So, you know.
Yeah, we would appreciate that opportunity to do this annually.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah. I was just going to say it's a little hidden gem.
It really is.
You know, I mean, It's just fantastic, and I'm not just saying that. I mean, it really serves a purpose. You know, we get caught up in education and thinking everybody needs to go to college.
Right.
Well, everybody don't need to go to college,
that's
okay?
Right.
And there are fields that are lucrative you can do well in that you need to be aware of, okay? And when I was in school, it was, you know, vocational schools, okay? Mm-hmm. But we need them, and folks need to be aware of what is available. So, again,
absolutely.
I say thank you. We haven't had enough time. You know, there are more questions I want to ask you, but next time. To my listening audience, much appreciation for your time. Tune in next week, same time, same place, to get the 411 on 411 Team. This edition of 411 Team was produced by Dr. Liz Hollyfield. Technical assistance, Ken Smith. Audio copies are available, and if you want to participate in 411 Team or have suggestions for discussion topics, call 1-800-829-8809, extension 358. If you would like to subscribe to 411 Team podcast, log in wfsu.org. Check us out on Facebook.